Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So how does STYMIE work?
Okay, so the way that STYMIE works is that we are engaging a bystander population in a school. So if I saw you being bullied or harmed in some way, Ruby, mm-hmm. I would, as a bystander, go to stymie.com.au. I would make an anonymous notification. I would put forward your name and the name of the high school that you go to. And in the what happened box, I would talk about, I don't know, maybe you could be self-harming. Maybe you are suffering from anxiety or depression. We also know that students have made notifications about people who have suicide ideations. I also have the ability to be able to attach screenshots of maybe anything that you may have been talking about on social media. And when I click send, that notification will go to your school. We do not see any of that information. That is the school's right to privacy. And then when the school receives the information, they will privately and confidentially come and find you and say, hey, Ruby, is there some stuff going on for you at the moment?
That's amazing. That's like a really great idea.
Thank you.
So what made you want to start STYMIE?
A number of years ago, a year 9 student in my school community took his life. Mm. Obviously, that needed investigation. And after he died, we found out a lot of very full-on information about what was actually going on in his life. He was disgustingly bullied. Mm. We know that he was bullied by people online and face-to-face.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, having thoughts, and we have conversations like this a lot in a school context and with parents, you know, we find out that awful things happen, and then we find out the information that we actually needed to change the situation when it's too late. And that was certainly in the case of this.
Yeah. Yeah, God, I'm very sorry for your loss, by the way.
Thank you.
So why do you think that children, like school children, are more inclined to use STYMIE than to just directly report incidents to their school?
They will still report instances to the school. And I do want to say we don't encourage students to only use STYMIE and stop having conversations.
Mm.
We encourage them to use STYMIE just for those times that they feel like they can't. So part of it is about their social currency. They are petrified that they may be treated the same way. They don't want to break any alliances that they have or confidences. You know, we know, you know, in the case of some girls, for example, my best friend is self-harming and she has made me promise that I won't tell anybody. But as her friend, I've seen it getting worse. Mm. And it's important that I pass on that information, but I also still want to be her friend. You know, peer pressure is out of control in this country. Our bystanding culture is also out of control in this country with young people.
Yeah, there's just this idea that, like, if you say anything, even if it's just to help someone, you can immediately just get cut off.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, if you've just tuned into The Daily, I'm chatting with Rachel Downey from STYMIE, a website created for children to be able to anonymously report harmful behaviour, who sat down with us to talk about STYMIE, as well as the increasing rates of reports in recent times. Now, in light of that, you said that through STYMIE, an anonymous report is submitted every 4 minutes, or there are about 2,000 reports per week. What do you think has initiated this hike in reports?
Well, obviously, one of the reasons is because since the beginning of the year, I would say that our profile has increased because of what happened with Dolly Everett. So obviously, you know, we've had more schools sign up, so that definitely accounts for the increase in traffic. I think what's happened is that Dolly's death has increased some awareness, especially in parents. With our parent sessions, which is about managing technology and checking on what your kids are doing, we are definitely getting more parents come to those sessions this year, which is wonderful. So I guess the awareness is quite out there at the moment. You know, and I think the other thing is that people have realised we've been around for a little while now. They do realise that STYMIE allows kids to be able to create life-changing conversations. It is also proactive, because if you get students reporting harmful behaviour, even if it's mild, well, that behaviour often builds to something really big in the future. So it's proactive like that, and it's sustainable as well. It doesn't require a, you know, large amounts of looking after for it to become, you know, something that kids use a lot in a school environment.
Yeah, of course. Well, with your website being a success in terms of uncovering harmful behaviour in schools, do you think that a service like this could possibly be implemented and work in universities and workplaces?
Absolutely. And I know you're alluding to our rates of sexual harassment on university campuses, which are upwards of 20%. Absolutely. We have contacted the Australian Human Rights Commissioner. We have contacted education ministers, both state and federal. And we've also contacted the heads of University Australia. We have not received any replies from any of these people about this initiative. We want to help. We know that this is a tool. It's only one tool, but it is a tool that is working at the moment. And we can see actually a really sensible application for university campuses and workplaces.
Yeah, definitely. With places like universities and workplaces, it's like social capital is a huge thing. So being able to report things anonymously, especially online, could definitely be such a big step in the right direction.
Absolutely. And I mean, obviously, we don't love the fact that it needs to be anonymous. We know that it's working. But we can say that the schools who've been using it for a long time, a student will now make a stymie notification because they've known the system for a couple of years. And they will write, hey, this is the stuff that's happening to Ruby. We're really worried about her. And by the way, my name's Rachel Downey and I'm in 9P. And if you want more information, you can come and see me.
That's great.
So for schools that have been using it for a while, they actually are trusting the notification process that much, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
We would love to be in a position where we don't need stymie anymore. I don't see that happening for a while, but how great would it be if we empowered the kids enough to be able to turn to people when things aren't going well and say either, hey, I'm going to help you out, or it's not cool to speak to people like that. Because what we're trying to teach kids is that the behaviour that you walk past and ignore on your school campus is the behaviour that you are accepting.
To be able to create a generation of people that are able to have those conversations and are able to stand up against harmful behaviour would just be absolutely fantastic.
It would be wonderful.
Thank you so much for joining us, Rachel. It's been really great to talk to you about all this.
Thank you. I really appreciate the invitation. Have a good day.